I was going to the radio station, and there was no concern about what I was going to do, and yet I couldn't get a breath. Isn't that funny? You know, you feel that it's here.
Yeah,
and
I feel that there's something in here that can't get out.
That can't get out, exactly.
It's bad air.
It was the smog, and apparently it's smoggy today, too. So that's one reason, David. Another reason is anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have found an exercise which may very well help to produce that normal feeling to breathing, which is what we're talking about right now, fighting that funny feeling of where you really aren't taking a breath. You keep trying to, and nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. So one way is to kind of pump yourself. In a panting dog, a dog panting exercise, okay? Mm. So as soon as you shut your eyes, I'm going to let you just give way. Shut your eyes for a moment, dear. Good. And while you're allowing your body to just... Because sometimes we kid ourselves. I'll just talk. You just go on doing what you're doing. Sometimes we kid ourselves. We think that if we're lying down, that we've really given in and are relaxing and releasing that tension. No. We really have to think about it in order to go to each place in the body and say, give way. So that you can, if you're listening to me intently and lying on the floor, you're not necessarily going to be relaxed when we finish talking. It does take that moment or two for you to think about your body, for the breath to find its way through gasps and sighs and little breaths and big breaths and whatever it wants to do to a fairly normal breath. Now, while you're lying there, I want you to take these suggestions, David. There are two parts that I'm looking at right now, and I can't decide which to correct first, but I think that I'll do the rib cage. The rib cage, and we want to touch it for a minute. The rib cage is tense, and I'd like you to start the inner trip that I'm going to be asking you to take a lot in these next lessons. I'd like you to go from your mind down through your body to this area. That's right. Did you feel it giving way? That's what it is. So it was only thought. You moved down to that area and you just gave way. That's it. You gave way. Good. Now, that's what you will do, and that's what you're going to be learning to do, okay? You really did that well. I'd like you to go to the shoulder blades, sort of the back and higher up on the shoulder, just the back. Your arms are way up behind your head. I'd like you to once again take that inner trip, go into that area, back in there, and let them give way. I remember once Ruth used the word surrender in class, but she was meaning something else. She was talking about surrendering to the exercise, and I believe it was those Japanese exercises that we were working on. But the same sense of letting the body surrender to the mind. Surrender means really doing nothing. It means letting the other dominate. So we let the thought dominate, but physically we surrender. The thought must not over-dominate. The thought mustn't be so strong that it somehow distorts the surrender. The thought is gently laid there, the surrender happens. You give in the back of the shoulder. Move down very gently. When we remember the way I was talking about myself, letting the energy move through the back of my head into my third eye and all that baloney, what I was doing was working too hard. So one can work a thought too hard. Good, David. You're doing it. You're good because I can tell by your face. You really know what this is now. And there's no manipulation going on, and yet things have happened. Good. That's what was going to be the very first part of the pattern. But before we go to the pattern, when you get yourself up off the floor, I'm going to give you my little panting dog exercise to see whether we can release that breath that somehow got caught somewhere, okay, in the body. Good. When you're ready, stand up. Really nice work. Did you feel it, David? That's what we're talking about. See how quickly you learn it, you know? So from now on, when I tell you something, you're just going to avoid all that manipulation that you were doing before because you know it in a different way. Now, you really see what can happen.
It's interesting. It was like the breath would come in the parachute, broken down like this. And then the breath is going out.
That's right.
There's the air.
Exactly. And you were doing
just
nothing. That's it. That's what
you're
it is.
You're in the air. So it's like, it's a confidence in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So again, with each breath, I got more confident. And without doing anything, I was just really, it was doing it. And it just kept doing it. It felt like I could keep doing it for a long time.
Because it feels so good. Yes,
well,
I mean, sometimes I hate to, you know.
Long way to go, yeah.
No.
Well, I meant I felt that I could just.
Oh, go further.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, too. Sometimes I hate to stop this part of the exercise because, you know, and yet I think, well, you know, we got to get on with it. But and I always, you know, do it a little too soon. You know, but as long as I know that things have begun to happen, then good, because I'm going to go behind you. Okay, so the thing that you said about confidence, I think what really happens is this, that if we stop maneuvering and manipulating and cheppering, if we stop all that, I mean, as long as we're alive, we're going to breathe. And we're going to let it breathe in the right way. And what we've been doing all this time is getting in the way of it. Good. Okay. Before we go to the voice and speech, let me show you what I do in a patting dog. And this is just one of the exercises. And when you're ready to do it, you'll sit on the edge of your chair. This is what I do. Look. I'm going to do it rhythmically. Whether a series of fours will not do something. It sort of vacuums or pumps the true breath back into being. Come, move to the edge of the chair. Good. And just with your tongue out, pant like a dog. Oh, one, two, three, four, one. Good. Oh, one. Okay, stop for a minute. That's the idea in here. And here, but you're giving me too much throat action. So did you feel it?
Yes.
All right. Therefore, I would like you to think of the breath. And what was happening was this was a manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when the breath wanted to take its way, it was already being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
So think of the breath in the very front. See, you were taking the breath with the back part of your throat, with the throat. And I'm saying no. Really feel that the breath moves back and forth over the, let me try, right between the lips and the very front part of the tongue, like this, David. But put your finger at my lips. Feel that? And put this here.
Yeah.
See, so I what happened was, because the diaphragm was involved and because this was involved, you involved the throat. But it doesn't. You see, it's this extremity and this extremity, and nothing happens in between. Try that. Yes, okay, don't do that because you know how to do it. But it's still a little bit in the back. Yeah, can you even hear it? Mine goes like this.
I guess so, I didn't feel that way.
You didn't, because it wasn't as far back as before. What yours was doing was this. Mine goes like this. Even listen to the weight of the air. Mine goes, and yours was going, hear it? Did you feel it? It was back in here. All right, move it more forward.
It's getting ready for it. Like
good boy. Do you feel the difference even in the weight of the breath?
Yeah,
feel how much easier?
Yeah, that's all I have.
That's right. And if you just think of it, somebody once said, well, you know, I'm all confused about breath. And then another smart aleck in the class said, well, it goes in and out over your lips. And I said, that's not so dumb. Because sometimes that's all you should think about. Yeah, go ahead and yawn. Yeah, don't just suppress the yawns, because it releases something. So yawn as much as you have to. Yeah, did you notice that difference? That when you got it up in front, it had the right weight, and now with a little bit of confidence that you're really doing it, you will be able to do it a little more fully. Not fully, but fully. All right? So don't think about the exercise that we intend to do. Just find your way between diaphragm and breath. Go ahead, Phil. See, but you see how carefully, how gently I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the word careful, but say gentle.
Yes.
Until you can go into it in high gear. Begin. That's a little too far back in that breath, and it will get you into trouble in one or two more series.
Let me do this.
Try it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it yet, David, and I'll tell you why. I think that the mind hasn't grasped it, so it's still going back. Those fingers, I don't mind when the fingers really help to direct the thought, but in this case they weren't doing it, and it was still happening here. So only that once accidentally did you discover that right place. So let's just forget the diaphragm for a moment. Let's just go right to here. What I'd like you to do is to see it first in your mind's eye. Do nothing. Look, I'm going to see the area that I wish to work in. I see it, and then I'm going to go very gently. That just that much, so that I can just know that that's where I want to be working, okay? First, see it. Lips, teeth, tongue. Now, very gently. That's the idea. See, but you're working here, and I don't want it.
Okay.
You see, look when I said gently, this is what I did. I just tried it out. I went... I was just saying, is that what you want? To my mind? See, and you were going, because you're jumping. Ego. I don't screw you every time. I got you, I caught you again. But that's what it was. You were jumping. Yeah, all right, I've got it now, let me try it. No, you can't try it. You've got to not try it. Now let's just see it and see whether the breath follows the thought. So, and now I'm going to correct even that, David, because when you see it, what I find is pressure down here. So let me lighten that jaw hinge, and now see it again, and don't get it right. See, David, darling, look at me. Mm-hmm. As you're doing the exercise, you're being so-called a wonderful student, or you really are trying. Again, this is the contradiction in the teaching. If you're trying, if when I say, okay, try it now, if this is the exercise, but you're trying to get it right this is where you are, and this is where the exercise is. There's a space between it, okay? I've really found that out. So now what I say to the student, and I really mean it, is make a mistake, do it wrong. So what happens is we don't have to think, the mind doesn't have to go away from the exercise to this, I want to do it right. That's all finished. Now what you're doing is the exercise, right or wrong. Okay? That's what I can correct. You see? Because you're there. This way, I'm still correcting attitude. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from now on, even though I give the impression that I'm teaching you in order for you to get it right. I know, it's a ridiculous paradox. I'm telling you the right thing, but you have somehow got to learn what that delicate quality of mental state is when you're trying to do it right instead of doing it. Okay? Good. So it was like Ruth said, where do you put the mind? Remember in her singing lesson, when do you loosen the tongue? Do you think about the bougainvillea outside? No. I think what you have to do is take the knowledge that one naturally, of course, wants to do it right. But put that knowledge aside for the moment. See? Because the lesson isn't about, of course one wants to do it right. That's not what the lesson is about. The lesson is about air passing over the very over your lips. See, that's what the lesson is about, a physical feeling, not a mental state. Okay, so we were losing the physical because we were really so overwhelmed by the mind wanting to do it right. Mm-hmm. And only out of goodness, you know, out of being a great student. This isn't ego, this is desire and love of the work. So let's take that knowledge that it is human nature to want to do it right and say, now we've made a great discovery, let's put that on that very last circle and leave it there for the time being. We're going to need that intention to do it right. Otherwise, you wouldn't come here next Thursday if you didn't want to do it right. So we can't knock that out. And now, let's just pass the air over the place where that inner thought directed you to. That's really good teaching! Go ahead. Okay, try it again. Correct yourself. Stop. See it now. All right, see it. Now try it. That's better. Did you feel it? Okay. So the other two times, you hadn't really seen where it was. You hadn't envisioned it. So what you were doing was, could you tell? You were still in the back.
Yes.
Somewhere. Just that's swell. That means you have to go very slowly. The incredible, and here I have this, you know, I thought I had the beginning lesson for today. And here we are, we're nowhere near the beginning lesson. We're behind, it goes 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. We are behind 0, trying to get up to 0. And let me just tell you this little conceit. I once wrote out a little something, and it said like this, there is no beginning and no end. It's all one. It's just a circle. So I wrote 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then if you look at 10, you'll see that it's 1 and a 0. So if you would, that's 0, 1, and 1, 0. It's the same thing. So in our efforts to, I'm a totally linear person, never mind the left brain and all that, you know. But still, when you really see it, nothing is, it's all one. Whether we begin and just work on this all hour, just the breath passing over the lips, or I give you huge sentences to do, it's all one and the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is, and when you saw me going back to 0, when I was on the bed the other day in my exercises, this is really what we're doing now. We're not allowing ourselves to go even to 1. We're staying at 0, and if there's behind a 0, we're there. Try it now again. See it. See that place. And after a while, you won't have to take so long to see it. You'll just feel that front of the face, and then you'll move into it. Okay, try it again and see it more clearly. Okay, stop. Now, here is where you need my help, David, because you are so used to the throat that it's really hard not to go behind that forward place. All right? You're still in the forward place. Can you tell the difference? Did you know that you were behind?
When I think about it, yes, I feel it. I certainly feel it coming in through the throat.
That's right. Look, this is perfectly normal that we cannot do it today. That we are just at this little place, okay? And I would like to stop that for the time being, because it will take a little longer to get there. The body will get there if we don't rush it. It'll get there. Good. Now I would like you... Let's go back now to trying to see whether we can pump out that breath. So instead of doing the exercise, because we're really not ready to do the exercise, what I'd like you to do is a simpler exercise, and let's see if it will work. Go like this. Up to the point where you grunt. All right, David, I would like you to go a shift. Otherwise, you do it wrong. You're still in the throat. That's it. Now, stop a minute. Stop a minute, dear. Relax. Your tongue... See, you can't even do an exercise yet. Your tongue was so tight when you tried to do that exercise that you went like this. And the face was filled with physical pressure. See, all of this is really to the good. It's like money in the bank, because when it comes to acting, you're going to remember this. And we're going to say, David, why are you doing that highly emotional scene with such a tight jaw? And you'll say, oh, yeah, I remember. So this is really, it's just a long, thin line, but it's connected.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, good. Well, so what I'd like you to do is this. When I breathed out, my SH... I was very full,
right.
But it came on a loose tongue. So it was more like this. Feel the power of that? But there was, now yours was good, okay? Loosen the tongue and go. Yeah, go all the way. And then if the breath wants to come in, let it come in. Good. And do it again, David. And with force, with a loose tongue, but force. Loose. That's good. And if the breath comes back, let it come in. Do you feel that you're pumping the breath, that the breath is beginning to come back into the body? And that's as much as we'll do it just three times. That's good. That's all. Don't do any more. Okay. Yes. All right. So what we found was that even though you couldn't do a more complicated exercise like the panting dog, who needs it? You still got to do what you needed to do to get the breath moving. And my suggestion is this. When you hit a day with either smog or anxiety, don't do a lot of it, and don't do it eagerly. Don't say, I've got to get this. Give me my benefits. No. You have to just sort of relax and go. And do it once more, and then forget about it. Like, if the breath is yours, it will come back to you. If it's not yours for that hour, you have to do without it. See, just knowing sometimes what to do, and if it doesn't work, you have to really say to yourself, it didn't work now, but it will work later. See? And in that way, you accept what is your lot, what is you know, what is given to you of that particular moment. And although you don't correct the condition, it makes it a lot easier in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, because a lot of not being able to get a good breath was not only physical discomfort, it was mental discomfort. So nervous. She said, oh, listen, everybody does it. She said, even the psychics. She said, they go like this, let me see, you will, what's the tape doing? Oh, I got about 4 minutes. It didn't shut off. Let me see. And then they go, and then they go and shut the tape off.
Let me see what I have written inside my hat.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, I mean, that's the way I feel with that thinking of tape. Give me up. Okay. So, what we were saying, this thing about knowing that the breath isn't, that you don't feel good physically, but that if the exercise doesn't work for you at that moment, relax, because what's most important is that the mind doesn't worry yet over and beyond the body's not feeling good. The mind says, I understand it, and I will get it in time. Then a lot takes place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll leave the breath for this moment because we'll keep coming back to it. Every week we'll be coming back to it. I am going to put you through the pattern, David, and we'll begin just from scratch because when you've lost all that time, something.
That's why I like to do that.
Yeah. Let's take the consonant B and let's just first discover where B originates in the base. Look at my lips. It's right there, isn't it? See, the breath coming over the vocal cords phonates, but it's my thought placing the B right here that makes that B sound exactly right and very free of the body. Try it.
Good.
Good! Did you feel it? That's what we want. Okay, I can't stop.